Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the night.
Hi, this is Steph Knight. I wanted to just say my song, I'm Over You, has been released to the public. So please listen to it, buy in. You heard it before, you know, I'm over you. I'm over you is, you know, I talked about it a lot. This is going to be like a quick podcast. It's not going to be real fast, but I wanted to tell you about my Over You. It's been released. And it's a great song. And if you like dance music, it's there. So you can listen to it on Spotify, you can listen to it online, you can listen to it on Apple, you can listen to it on Pandora Box, and everywhere you can go. So it's out there for you to enjoy. These songs are going to be out there forever. So, and with that, you know, it is about time for me to say that, as I said before in a previous podcast recently, I released so much music the last 10 years because I've been doing it for 30 years. You got to realize I've been doing this for a very, very long time, man. I think I reached the point where I release enough music for life. I don't need to release anything. For a indies, unknown, struggling artist, I think I've done as much as I could releasing music. However, I'm a stay creative in writing songs, so I do want to do something else. And I may release my last song. I don't know. I've done it so many times. But I'm not going to stop creating. I'm not going to stop playing any songs. This song is going to be, it's released to the public forever. I've written it, and I enjoy writing music on a professional level because my goal is to get to the next level. But as you say, it's, you know, I'm trying to transcend the present and definitely the past and move to a different realm of creativity. But one thing is sure, I will continue to create and make music. Now, the other thing about the topic is that I was told this morning somebody said that they needed more, you know, I talked about some concerns, and I won't say who it is, but they said they investigated, they talked to people and whatever, and I'm like, well, the impression I got is, this person, the perception is, thinks something is wrong with me or whatever. And I want to let people know I am not crazy. I'm not somebody who's not aware, unwell. You know, I always tell the truth about everything. But I reinforce every time on my podcast that everything has to be proven. Allegations have to be proven. Evidence, you need evidence. And besides, I'm studying law. So, in a comical, artistic way, yes, I love to act silly in my private time with my friends and joke around because, you know, I have to have a sense of humor. Life is too short and life is too serious. But as far as no way, but I do know that I have a lot of concerns, and I kept pressuring and talking with, you know, certain complaints and so on, but it's all legit. I'm very much aware. But I was, you know, remember this, you know, I know what I see and I know what I do, and I'm very much aware of life and my really real reality at all times. Because if I wasn't, I wouldn't be doing podcasts. All the stuff I told you about music, all the struggles, all the stuff I told you in my podcast are true. I always reinforce if I make an allegation that I have to have evidence or say allege, even though I tell people over and over that I'm trying to do the best I can to be careful. Because being aware of reality at all times is essential. Always telling the truth and always knowing what I see and what I don't see as opposed to showing evidence. Because if you're going to prove something to people, you have to show evidence. So I leave it there. But people do think I'm crazy as far as artistic and comedy. I'm not a comedian as far as on stage, but perhaps I could be, but I'm really just a singer, songwriter, actor, you know. I act, I sing, I write, I play music. So a comedy actor, yes. But, you know, I keep my options. You know, I had to keep open about the artistic side. Being comedy would be good, but I'm not a comedian. I actually tried it. If anyone saw one of my public access, I tried it, but it's such a new forte. I think I could do it, but I'm more used to being on stage with a microphone, singing, and talking to somebody and playing an instrument as opposed to making jokes. But I can. But it's all about being healthy and being stable and being, you know, stable. So that's all I need to say. The truth is what it is. So that's why I talk about podcasts, because I have a lot of concerns in my own life, because I know somebody else might be going through the same thing. So it's good for me to express myself. Again, as I said in the previous podcast, I got to express myself, not repress myself, and I got to be truthful, honestly, and always aware. And that's all I need to say. Good day, good night from Dove Night.